The Lord's been showing us a lot of things. And the biggest thing the Lord's been showing us is our focus. Everybody's been kind of focused a little bit here and a little bit over here. If we don't stay focused with the Lord, how can we show the people His power? I guess the message would be that to all have the same mind and one accord as the Lord. So the Lord can lead instead of us trying to do, you know, whatever we feel like doing. The Lord's got kind of a little bit of a problem with that. If we're to go forth with this revival, we all have to stay in one accord with one mind. And you've got to put all your feelings beside you, in back of you, personal problems, anything that's going to interrupt your focus on the Lord. And He'll be able to show you and help you deal with all of these problems that you got and make them go away. Lord's able to do all. All is a very heavy word. All means anything, any problem, any situation. The Lord is capable to do this. You just got to get out of His way. Let Him do His thing. Put all your personal feelings aside. Might sound crazy, but the Lord will handle it when you let the Lord do it instead of trying to do it yourself. Put everything in behind you and trust in the Lord to take care of all your problems. He will do it.
Amen.
He will do it. There's no doubt about it. So we've got to keep this focus going. And it's tough. And all of these little problems, little tiny things in the way, become these big mountains to get over, and you look at them and say, oh, wow, that's a big one. But it's this big. And the Lord says, it's this big. So just get out of the way of the Lord. Stay out of the way. Let Him do His thing. Now, let's all get together and stay in one mind. Let's keep that focus going, and let's get going with this thing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was going to say, preach on, Brother Paul. You're kicking good. He's right. The Lord can handle all things. The other night, one of these nights, I was talking about be careful for nothing, but in all things make your requests made known unto God. And it was funny because that day was awesome. God, that was an awesome day. Then the next day, right after that meeting, and right after all that stuff, give old Slew Foot about this much of a chance, man, he came in. The next day was funky. That was yesterday. Yesterday was a funky day. But I clung to the thing that was said, be careful for nothing. Don't worry about nothing. I grabbed a hold of that. Sunk my fingernails into it. And just grabbed right a hold and stayed there. Because I know that my God is more powerful and more able to overcome than Satan is.
Amen.
He is able to overcome. Tonight, we're headed up here. Scott, last week, brought his truck down so that we could use it to do the tent stuff. You know, I was going to be a nice guy and bring it up here to him tonight so he didn't have to come all the way to Northfield and pick it up. Gosh, couldn't have been 5 miles out of Northfield, and next thing I know, I'm sitting beside the road. And all of a sudden, all these thoughts hit me that, oh my God, me and Steve were sitting there, and I'm going, uh-oh. here we are, and everybody's already headed to Morrisville. We're in a real bad situation. Truck sitting there, overheated. And we're sitting there, and it's overheated. What do we do now, Lord? And at the same time, me and Steve look at each other, and we go, Warren, wonder if Warren's come by yet. Of course, we knew Warren. We knew Brother Warren. He don't leave till the last minute anyways. Takes him a few minutes to get things going. So there was a house right there. Steve runs over to the house, knocks on the door, and this big old black lab comes down and hugged and kissed all over him. Great attack dog, I'll tell you. Steve's down there, and all of a sudden I look over, and there's this big black thing all over Steve. Blah, 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 blah. It's cool. So he calls up Warren. Guess what? We caught Warren just as he was getting ready to walk out of the door. I said, praise the Lord. This is cool. Because Satan tried. He threw his hand in there. He tried to shut us down. He tried to get it so we wouldn't be up here. The Lord had his backup plan. See, Warren's good for something sometimes. The Lord used Warren as his backup plan. So we made it. A little late. Later than we normally would have been here, but we got here. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry about nothing. You know why? Because God is able. The Lord Jesus Christ is able to handle any situation that comes up if we trust and believe in Him. If we are seeking to serve Him, He handles all situations. Paul mentioned all. For such a tiny little word, that carries a lot of punch. Such a tiny little word, it carries a lot of punch. Because all covers everything. When I learned the word all in school, I don't know if it's changed now. I mean, school has gotten a little strange since I went to school. But when I learned the word all in school, back then it meant everything. It covered every aspect. There was no boundaries to all. I think it's still that way today, isn't it? And God, the Lord Jesus Christ, can handle all. And that I will cling to. That I will hold on to. And just like all the stuff that's been going wrong, that's been happening, all the stuff that's been coming against this revival going forth, the Lord is still able to handle it all. Amen. Satan doesn't like it, but the Lord is stronger. And He cannot be stopped. Amen. He will rise up. The Lord God Almighty will rise up. Just as He did in the Old Testament days, so shall the Lord rise up in this day and age. And we all can be a part of that. Amen. Just as Israel was a part. Just as Israel, I was reading in Joshua today, where Israel went forth across the River Jordan. That was an awesome feat. There was a lot of people. There was a lot of people in Israel. And Joshua said, you know, told the priest, grab that ark, go over there. And when you hit the water, poof, it's going to stand up. Now, I don't know how big Jordan is because I've never been there. But it's a pretty good-sized river from everything I know and have heard about. And all of a sudden, here's this river that stands up on end. Imagine all the people upriver. It probably wasn't a good day for them because that water had to go somewheres. Stood up on end, it was rolling back and headed back upriver. But just as God rose up and God made Himself known and He showed His power back then, so shall He today. I read where the spies went into Jericho. And Rahab the harlot, this was a smart woman. I got to admit, I read this and said, that's one smart woman. She looked at them guys and she said, you know, King heard that they'd come in to spy and he's seeking for them. He wants to destroy these guys. She takes them. She hides them. Then she talks to them. She says, we've heard about your God. We've heard what he did. How that he dried up the Red Sea that you guys could come forth, and then he drowned Pharaoh's guys. He says, all of our men shake and are in fear and are in terror of Israel because of your God. Think of that. Here's Jericho. This is an awesome city. Got great men of valor. And these guys are quaking in their boots because of the Lord God of Israel.
Amen.
Quaking in their boots, man. They were scared to death. She hides these guys. She hides them up. And then she goes, you know, seeing how, you know, like, I saved your life, let's make a deal. I saved your life. How about saving my father's house and me and all of us in it? And they said, a life for a life. You saved ours, we shall save yours. And there was conditions on that. Rahab had to not tell anybody about them being there. And he also told them that if anybody comes out of your house and is out in the street, we're not responsible. You keep them in, they shall not be touched. She was a smart woman. Very smart woman. She knew that Israel had something going for him, and she knew it was Israel's God. And just like God rose up, destroyed Jericho, destroyed all the ites. I ain't going to even try and say them. I just know they're ites. They destroyed these ites, just like the Lord did back then. He's going to do today. It has already started. It has already started. But believe me, there will be no shadow of a doubt that the Lord God of Israel reigns today, just like he did back all them years ago. God hasn't changed. God hasn't changed. My Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Doesn't say he's just going to be that way for a little bit. Says he's going to be that way forever. He's not changed. Jesus Christ has not changed. Unfortunately, the church has. But I got news. I got news. There are some here that have not changed, that will follow God the way those back then did. And all of us here can follow God the same as those back there did. As for me, I'll say as I think it was Isaiah or somebody like that or whoever. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. It was Joshua? Cool. It was Joshua. As for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. I got a small house right now. Consists of my wife and a little baby. Getting bigger, but still a little baby. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Because I am going to partake, and I am going to be part of the Lord God rising up. He's been mocked too long. God has been mocked too long. And it's time that the mockers, that the scoffers, that the ungodly, the Satanists, and all, that their mouths be stopped.
Amen.
It's time. And I shall be part of that. And I will do whatever it takes to stop the mouths of the ungodly.
Amen.
So let us go forth. Trust the Lord. Go forth. Be careful for nothing. Because our Lord is capable of handling all. And he shall triumph.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Word of God says that the Lord God lives in the praises of Israel. Lives in the praises of His people. He doesn't live in a house. He doesn't live in a church building with a steeple. God doesn't need a hearing aid. So He doesn't need a hearing cone so that when a preacher preaches, it can go up and God can stick His ear to it and hear it. Doesn't need that. He's perfectly capable of hearing without it. God doesn't need a radio antenna, so He doesn't need an antenna on the top of a church to hear and to receive. And if a person is really of God, he doesn't need an antenna down here. God is perfectly capable of letting him hear. The Lord God of hosts lives in the praises of His people. I want to invite God to live with me. Hallelujah. I want to invite Him in. I want to invite Him to dwell with me. How shall I do that? I shall praise Him. I shall praise His name and worship Him. And He shall never leave. For where the praises of God are, there you shall find God. In the praises of His people. Hallelujah. Ricky, I don't want any drums. I just want some nice music. We're going to sing Hallelujah. We're going to Hallelujah the Lord. Praise be to God. How shall I liken the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is likened to a man who sent his servants out into the field to sow seed. And in the morrow of the day came, as the seed came up, tares were found amongst the seed. And the servant said unto the master, Lord, did you not sow good seed? And he said, yea, we sowed good seed. But during the night, the thief had come in and sown tares amongst the seed. And the servants of the master said, Master or Lord, should we go therefore and pluck up the tares? And he said, no, but let the two grow up together. Lest by plucking up the tares, you should lose any of the seed. But when the time of harvest comes, gather in the seed into my barns, that none shall be lost. Gather in the seed that none shall be lost. And then take the tares and gather them together, and they shall be cast into fire and burned. Amen, amen, amen. And the meaning of that parable, as Jesus described it, is that this earth is the field. And God planted a seed in this earth. And that seed was ordained of God to grow up and to be of Him and to serve Him and to know Him and to worship Him. And that God would bless that seed. It would be a seed unto God that He could bless and show His great love and mercy to. But the thief, Satan, came and planted his own seed in the earth. His own seed. And it started with Cain. Cain was the first seed of Satan that Satan planted in the earth. And that seed grew. And then the angels of God, of Satan, the fallen angels of God, the angels of Satan, they came and they planted Satan's seed in the earth. And it was the seed was so polluted, so covered, that God had to flood out the entire earth. But he saved out one seed. He saved out one. And that one seed, God said, well, I got a seed here. I'll start over. And he planted that seed again. But Satan again has come. And again he has sown tares among the wheat. But this time God is not going to fly out the earth. But he's going to let them grow up together. He has allowed them to grow together. How can you tell a tare from the wheat? How can you tell the wheat from the tare? Anybody that's ever seen wheat knows that when the fruit comes upon the wheat, it's a golden color. And it points straight up. It points straight up. And anybody has ever seen a tare, you know that it's a darkish greenish black. And it droops over and points downward toward the earth. It's easy to tell the tares from the wheat. Because the wheat seeks the sun. And the tares seek the earth. So it is between the seed of God and the seed of Satan. The seed of God seek those things which are above. But the seed of Satan seeks those things which are below. The seed of God looks for a country that is coming and a city called New Jerusalem and hopes for that. The seed of God looks upon itself on this planet and says, this is not my home. This is not my home. I got another home. I got a home that's greater than this home. I got a home that's up above. I got a home that's glorious. I got a home that's wondrous. I got a home that's going to come down here and it's going to be with me and I'm going to be with it and I will dwell in it forever. And the Lord, oh God, oh Lord, he shall be the glory and he shall be the light that will shine throughout. I got a home. I got a home. And I'm looking for that home. I'm looking for that home. I don't want this home anymore. I don't want this old body anymore. I want the home that my God has for me. I don't care about this. I care about that. I don't care about this. I care about that. I don't want this anymore. I want what he's got for me up there. I don't want it. I don't want this. I'm not looking down anymore. I'm not looking down. Hallelujah. The weight's been taken off. The weight's been taken off. Satan tried to fool me. He tried to fool me. He tried to make me think I was a tear. He had a weight on me that pushed my head down. It pushed my head down and made me look down here at the earth and had me almost believing I was a tear. But praise be to God. The Holy Ghost in the form of Jesus Christ pulled that weight off of me. Pulled that weight off of me. And now I can point up. Now I can look at the sky. Now I can see Jesus. Now I can see the sun. Hallelujah. Somebody better praise God. Or I'm going to come out of this suit. And I'm going to embarrass everybody. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabakanda Rabashana. Hallelujah. I have been held down. As some of you have been held down. Satan's put a great weight on you. He's had a weight on you. And he's made you look at the earth and think you belong there. And you've been fooled. He lied to you. He's deceived you. And he's fooled you. But praise God, there is a king. There is a king almighty. It ain't that other king. It's the one that really lives. It ain't the one that people say they see every now and then. I'm talking about King Jesus. I'm talking about the Almighty God. I'm talking about the fourth man in the fiery furnace. I'm talking about the Rose of Sharon. I'm talking about that burning bush. I'm talking about the rock that followed the children of Israel in the desert. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the spring of water that flows and flows and flows. I'm talking about my God. I'm talking about my God Jesus. I'm talking about my God Jesus. I say I'm talking about my God Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. That's the God I'm talking about. That's the Savior I'm talking about. Hallelujah. There may not be some people. There may be some people. Hallelujah. I'm enjoying myself. Praise God. Pour it in, Lord. Let me pour it out. There may be some people that don't like this kind of preaching. I don't care. I really don't care. Because you know what? It's Holy Ghost preaching. It's Holy Ghost preaching. Words come from the Holy Ghost. They're inspired of the Holy Ghost. And what I'm feeling is of the Holy Ghost. And I enjoy it. And I ain't giving it up. I ain't giving it up. I ain't giving it up. Praise God. I will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. I'm about to have a revival right here. I'm about to have my own revival. I'm about to have my own revival. You want to have a revival with me? Praise God. Give the Lord a cheer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was sitting out there in that trailer before the service tonight. And God has been showing me so many things. And my eyes kept going down at the ground. It kept coming down at the earth. And Satan kept telling me, you're of the earth. You're of the earth. You're of the earth. And I kept saying, no, I'm not of the earth. He kept saying, you're of the earth. No, I'm not of the earth. He kept saying, you're of the earth. So I got out of the trailer and I walked around the tent and I prayed. Satan kept saying, you're of the earth. You're of the earth. I said, oh God, tell me. Tell me, Lord, I'm not of the earth. I went back there under the tree, got on my knees back there, got on my knees, and I prayed. And I said, oh, Lord, you got to pour it in. You got to pour it in so we can pour it out. You got to show us, Lord. You got to show us, Lord, in a way we can even understand. It ain't good enough for them. It's you got to show it so we can understand it. And I prayed, and I prayed, and the Lord said, you're not on the earth. Hallelujah. You don't have to look at the earth. You don't have to look at the things of the world. You don't have to buy the things of Satan. You're not the tear. If you believe God, if you believe Jesus, you're not the tear. You're the wheat. And the wheat looks up at the God of heaven and earth. The wheat looks up at the Savior. The wheat looks up at Jesus. And the wheat looks for His coming. Hallelujah. The wheat looks for the coming of the Lord. Doesn't look down here at the things of this earth. The things of this earth are nothing. They're here today, gone tomorrow. Hallelujah. Somebody says, well, preacher, you got a lot of things here. Well, so what? I got a Fender amp over here. A twin reverb amp. Hallelujah. Ain't that beautiful? Glory to God. But it's already rusting. It's already rusting. It's got rust on it. Do you know what that means? It means it's not here forever. It's not going to be here forever. It's going to wear down. It's going to break. It's going to be gone. But Jesus will always be here. Hallelujah.
He'll always be here. And New Jerusalem, when it comes forth, will always be here. When God set His kingdom up on this planet and set New Jerusalem down on this planet, it will never shake and it will never be shaken. My Bible says that God's going to shake everything. He's going to shake the heaven and He's going to shake the earth. And everything that is not of Him will be brought down. Everything will be destroyed. Everything will be taken out. And the only thing that's going to be standing when He's finished shaking is Jesus, His throne, His people, and His city. Everything else will be gone.
Everything. 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 Everything will be gone. Everything will be gone. It'll all be gone. It'll all be gone. 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 Your granite shed will be gone. It'll all be gone. Your junkyard will be gone. It'll all be gone. Your house will be gone. It'll be gone. Everything. It'll all be gone. The only thing that'll be remaining is Jesus. His people. And his city. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. And he's going to put New Jerusalem on that earth. And it shall never, ever, ever perish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm searching for. And that's what I'm expecting. Satan can say what he wants, but God has pulled the weight off. He's pulled the weight off. The yoke that Satan had put upon me that was so heavy. The burden that was so heavy. Oh, I was under a burden. Oh, I was under this bad burden. I walked around like this. Oh, all the people I've got to worry about, Lord. And oh, all the people I've got to feed, Lord. And oh, Lord, all the people that look to me to help them. And oh, this and oh, that. And Satan had my eyes looking right down there. He had me bent over. And pretty soon I started even bending over, eating.